Now it's time for Flora's Video Pick of the Week. Flora Lichtman is here, our video producer. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
You have a very interesting, as always, a unique video.
Yes, this week it's a really moving tale, and that's a pun. It's about turtles in upstate New York that are caught on the wrong side of the railroad tracks.
Wrong side of the tracks. And what happens to them if they're on the wrong side of the track?
Well, what turns out, when your legs are 3 inches long, being inside railroad tracks is basically like being in a prison. You can't get out.
Oh, you mean between the tracks? On the ties, they're between the tracks.
Yeah, exactly. And there's this guy in upstate New York who, Michael Musnick, who's a total turtle enthusiast. He loves them. He got a grant. He's a citizen scientist, but he got a grant to study these turtles in this area of wetland called the Great Swamp. And he was, you know, he's putting radio transmitters on turtles, and he found a number of dead turtles that had been caught in the railroad tracks. And it's not that they had gotten run over. It's actually that when they get into the tracks, they overheat because they can't get out.
They can't climb back over the track.
Right. It's just too high.
And so what did he do?
So he had a solution, and that is tiny turtle bridges. And that's right.
Turtle bridges.
Turtle bridges. So actually, it's...
And so you went out and videotaped his turtle bridges and the turtles?
Yes, we got a grand tour of the turtle bridges, which are just mostly sort of mounds of gravel in the railroad.
Right.
But the amazing accomplishment here is that he convinced New York's Metropolitan Transportation Authority to do these bridges on this stretch of track. So now, if you travel, you know, on the Harlem line in Dutchess County, there are these sort of gravel mounds that allow the turtles to escape.
And now you know why they're there.
And now you know why they're there.
And so you went out, and we have videos on it's our Science Friday video pick of the week. You can see these turtle bridges and these cute little, and they're cute little turtles.
They're very cute.
They're cute turtles. Some of the babies are very cute. And they're able to climb back. They go up the ramp over the track and to safety.
Yes, you can see it on our website in action, turtles escaping their death.
Wow.
With these tiny bridges.
Wow. He's got cooperation of the transportation folks. And how many bridges are there? A lot of bridges are spaced up and down the track?
Yeah, it's like every 50 feet or 50 yards there are bridges.
Wow.
But, you know, I think it's one of those little local stories that shows that, you know, one person can actually sort of make a difference in some turtles' lives, anyway.
We call that heartwarming.
Yeah, it's a feel-good story of the year.
That's Flora's Science Friday video pick of the week. How one person is able to save those turtles from destruction, not by the train, but from being out there caught and drying up and dying between the railroad tracks.
Yes, you should check them out. They're very
check
cute.
Check them out. On our site, sciencefriday.com, our video pick of the week up there on the left side, all kinds of videos up there for you to watch. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks.
That's about all the time we have for today. Our program is produced by Christopher Intagliata, senior producer, Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our producer for digital media. Laura Pelcher, our SciArts producer, and Shelley Du Bois is our Spanish language producer. Neil Rausch is our technical director at the controls here in New York, and we had help in Second Life from Lynn Collins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. As I say, go to our Science Friday website, sciencefriday.com, where we've got the video pick of the week. Also, we're twittering all week long, and podcasting and all kinds of stuff there, and looking for your videos. We have a lot of videos. Maybe we get Harry Croteau to put some up there, take some of his and put them on our site. And also, we want to check out Sid Perkins' stories from the Society of Vertebrate Paleontology meeting. You can go to sciencenews.org. We'll be doing more with Science News. Stay with us. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.